Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, August 10th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. Wrapping up the week today is a new story about Apple's electric car project, codenamed Project Titan. Daring Fireball's John Gruber was first to report last night that Doug Field, an ex-Mac hardware lead for Apple, has returned to the company to work on Project Titan alongside Bob Mansfield. Apple confirmed to Daring Fireball that Doug Field has returned to the company on the record, but didn't comment about his new role specifically. Between his previous stint at Apple and his current run, Doug Field worked in Tesla for 5 years, where he was in charge of Model 3 production. That is until he took time off to recharge, and her sister site Electric reported that he wouldn't return. The hire suggests Apple eventually plans to produce its own electric vehicle and not just build software for other cars on the road as reported. And good news for Dolby Atmos fans, tvOS 12 beta now includes support for the immersive audio format with iTunes Movies. Support has been sporadic throughout the summer, but as Apple readies tvOS 12 for release likely next month, several movies on iTunes have been updated on tvOS 12 beta to work with Dolby Atmos for free. Supported titles include Baby Driver, Blade Runner 2049, Spider-Man Homecoming, Peter Rabbit, and many, many more. Dolby Atmos sound requires a compatible speaker or receiver in Apple TV 4K with tvOS 12 beta. And also in the audio space is AirPlay 2, now available on Marantz audio receivers. Apple has listed Marantz hardware as announced for a while now, and this week, readers have reported receiving firmware updates that add AirPlay 2 support. Marantz hardware joins HomePod, select Sonos speakers, and Apple TV connected speakers as the first AirPlay 2 audio accessories to hit the market. And since it's Friday, let's check in with Trevor at 9 to 5 Toys to hear about the best deals this weekend.
This weekend's best deals are highlighted by Apple's latest MacBook Pros, discounted by as much as $299. This sale at eBay includes both the 13 and 15-inch varieties, bringing prices down to the lowest that we've seen since Apple introduced these MacBook Pros last month. Next, Sprint is now offering iPhone X for just $5 per month when you trade in a previous generation iPhone or Android device. We have all the details in the show notes or over at 9to5Toys. Finally, today is your last chance to grab an Apple Watch Nike Plus Series 3 Edition from Nike's Back to School sale. This event takes 20% off and brings prices down to just $319 shipped. As always, be sure to give us a follow on Twitter at 9to5Toys or like our Facebook page. That's where you'll find all of the best deals and coolest new gear every day.
Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.